welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. As we near the end of 2016, it seems an appropriate time to look at the state of craft beer in South Dakota. Where are we? Where are we headed? That was the topic we explored at a forum I moderated at the recent Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo. The panelists were Wooden Legs co-owner Brant Mathiasen, Fernson Brewing co-owner and brewer Blake Thompson, and distributor Brandon May of Dakota Beverage. As Brandon points out, there's been massive growth in the craft beer industry in the United States.
Just probably within the 10 years that I've been with Dakota Beverage, I mean, I've seen our portfolio grow, you know, 2-3 times from what we have. But in general, you look at the overall landscape of even a state like South Dakota that I would say, and I don't say this in a bad way, but I'd say South Dakota is still probably a couple of years behind the mainstream of how craft beer is going throughout the United States.
Brant Mathiasen says there's been incredible growth just since they started brewing.
To put that into perspective, Wooden Legs was, our brewer's notice is like 1,700 and something. There's over 4,000 breweries now. We started just 3.5 years ago and we got our brewer's notice. So that's more than doubled just in the last 3.5 years.
Craft beer from all over the country and the world is now available nearly everywhere in South Dakota. But Blake Thompson says people like to drink local.
People love local beer. We get people traveling to our city all the time. They're just like, we need to try something local. And luckily bars are starting to get on top of that. And our brand is getting pushed. And I don't know, we love it. And it's just a fun time to be making beer and drinking it.
Currently, craft beer growing nicely in South Dakota, but I asked the three what the state can do to help encourage that growth.
My personal belief on what South Dakota could do to get out of the way is I think taxes should be a little lower on beer. If we could lower taxes on beer a little bit, we'd be able to make beer at a cheaper cost, which we'd be able to sell it cheaper, or we'd be able to hire more people and expand our business more. Beer is one of the most taxed thing out there, and I feel like if we would be able to grow a little bigger, we'll be able to add more jobs to our company and, in the end, create more taxes for our government.
I personally, now this might not necessarily be the views of majority of the distributors in the state, but my personal view is I think a lot of our laws are archaic when it comes to beer distribution. We do have a couple of hurdles here and there that we need to jump through as far as getting on par with some of the states that are really cultivating an environment that's conducive toward craft beer.
And I agree with that. The laws that we have on the books date back to the Prohibition days. Like with anything, if you want to be a progressive state, which South Dakota in many ways, a lot of our industries, the farming practices, whatnot, we're quite progressive. As everyone has mentioned up here, if we can do a little bit of updating, that would help. Like us, we're a company right now, we're a brew pub. Like anybody, I've got dreams. You know, I'd love to get into a big distribution brewery.
In order, that was Blake, Brandon, and Brant. Coming up, more from the panel specifically. We'll talk self-distribution when Beer Untapped continues.
I'm just going to say it. I love beer, and that's straight from the heart. From backyard grilling to chilling at the park. Beer. Because it tastes so good, we drink craft brew in my neck of the woods. I love beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we hear excerpts from a panel at last month's Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo. I asked the panelists about self-distribution. Currently, brewers in the state cannot distribute their own beer. That means, for example, Wooden Legs can't take a keg down the street to Old Market. It literally has to go through their distributor to Sioux Falls and back. Wooden Legs co-owner Brant Mathiasen says distributors are important and they would always have one.
There's a lot of small halls that have wedding receptions in them, and they might not have a full-time staff running that reception area, and so they don't understand that they need to order the beers in advance, and all of a sudden they're like, we want a craft beer from Wooden Legs at our wedding reception. We're like, great, call up the distributor, here's their number, all that kind of fun stuff. And in Brookings, you got to go through the liquor store, which is another fun thing. But when someone orders that, they're like, well, these guys are 5 blocks from our facility. Why can't they just bring a beer over here and drop it off for us? And as Perry mentioned, it technically goes to Sioux Falls and back. And so a small brewery like us can help build our brand a little bit more, but also service our customers. We cannot sell beer directly to an establishment that then goes ahead and sells the beer. that's part of the archaic laws that we're talking about.
Distributor Brandon May says small brewers are not able to get their beers into bars and stores without distributors. Still, he has no problem with brewers self-distributing a limited amount.
My opinion is probably going to be a little bit different than a lot of distributors' overall opinions. Now, personally, I feel that if we had a certain amount of barrelage, I'd be fine with small breweries distributing their own beer to a certain amount of barrelage. And then once they hit that amount of barrelage, then they need to bounce to a distributor, which I think is, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, and it's worked very well in other states.
Fernson Brewer and co-owner Blake Thompson.
We take the point of view that we wouldn't be where we're at today if we tried to do it ourselves. We'd have to spend so much money on people delivering beer. And the great thing about having a distributor partnership is they help out with some of the costs of marketing our beer, and they already have the ins to all these bars that we wouldn't have had if we would have just started off blindly. I do see, like, for smaller brands, it would be nice if they could distribute a few barrels here and there.
All in all, some interesting thoughts from those panelists at the Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo. Time now to head down to Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings and Seth Cook. There's a lot going on in December, including board game night on Saturday.
This was really popular when we did it just kind of as a private event a couple months ago. So we said, let's bring everybody in and teach them new board games. So we're going to have Catan, if you've never played it. And obviously, we'll have some of the classics. We'll even do card games. I may be compelled to open up and do our You Don't Know Jack trivia game that night, too. So it is just a fun event to get to have people in just to socialize. So come down and play board games on the 10th.
What else you got coming up?
The following week, we're going to have our Ugly Sweater Party. That's on the 21st. I probably should mention that on the 16th, we're doing our Dark Rogue release party. We made a beer to coincide with a certain movie hitting the theaters that day. We're actually doing a Nitro party. So we've set up our Nitro taps for the first time here. We're going to have a couple different beers on Nitro plus the coffee. First time that we've really done kind of a Nitro mini tap tour or tap takeover. That was going to be really good.
Finally, let's head to the Brookings Liquor Store and see what's new on tap for your growler fills.
From Firehouse Brewing Company out of Rapid City, it's Firehouse Red. Their red ale, 16 cents an ounce. This is our first beer from Firehouse. And
the oldest brewery in South Dakota.
Yeah, their original beer. Firehouse Red is malty and earthy, light-bodied, finishes crisp. It's pretty sessionable at just over 4% ABV. Good beer. The next one I have is from Wood Grain. It's their wheat, Wood Grain Wheat, out of Sioux Falls, 16 cents an ounce. This is another light, easy-drinking beer, slight lemon finish. And the last new beer on tap is from Humboldt out of California. It's Low and Easy Lager, 18 cents an ounce. Low and Easy is well balanced between the malt and hops and has kind of a spicy, mild, tart finish to it.
There's some new packaged beers you also need to check out at the liquor store, including barrel-aged Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout and the Warm Front Extra Pale Ale from Lakefront. That one's getting great reviews. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.